there is a halakha in the laws of Pesach that say one should not eat anything after the afikoman. Afterim har Pesach afikoman. And there's a machlok rishonim if that includes drinking. The halakha, according to Maran, says it indeed does include drinking. And the only thing that Maran really allows us to drink after the afikoman is water. The question is, why did they make such a halakha? So some say that the reason is that they want you to have the flavor of the matzah in your mouth. But that should be the last ta'am that you have, and therefore by drinking on the other things or eating other things, it would compromise the taste. Halakha also says that one should not drink another cup of wine. Even though the Rambam brings down a custom, which interestingly enough, Rambam brought down, that some had the custom to drink a fifth cup of wine on their Pesach, and they would say on it, Halil HaGadol. We don't have this minhag today, and clearly the halakha says after the Arba Kosot, we don't drink any more wine. And the reason is because there is a further obligation that Maran brings down to stay up as long as you can and talk about the Nisim and the Niflaot and Yitzhak Mitzrayim and the Haggadah Shel Pesach Ad Shetachtefenu Shena, until he can keep his eyes open. So we wouldn't want to drink any extra cups of wine, because that would cause a person to fall asleep sooner than he already would. But that is important to remember, that even after the Nitzah, if a person still has some strength, he should try to talk until he's able to. And then Be'ezat Hashem, the custom is at the Nitzah to say the songs and the Shira Shirim, and Be'ezat Hashem, Tekubal, Tefilatenu, Vesedarenu, Be'ezat Hashem.